Biden admin released migrant crime wave sweeping sanctuary cities. By Bob Price on January 31, 2024. Sanctuary cities and their suburbs are experiencing a crime wave from migrants who are released by the Biden administration after illegally crossing the border between ports of entry. Police, particularly in the Chicago area and New York City, reported significant increases in crime related to migrants relocated to their cities. The police chief of Oak Brook, Illinois, a suburb of the sanctuary city of Chicago, is reporting a series of crimes being committed by migrants who the Biden administration released after they illegally crossed the border between ports of entry. Oak Brook Police Chief Brian Strokes reported 6 felony arrests of migrants in a single day and a total of 49 migrant arrests since October 23. I believe that 6 felony arrests in one day illustrates that migrant criminal activity is a real problem, Chief Strokes said in a statement released by DuPage County. The amount of these types of arrests that we have had in the last couple of months is significant and would be taxing for any police department. We are well prepared to continue our enforcement efforts, and I can assure you that there are easier places to commit these crimes than Oak Brook or DuPage County. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Ballon announced the felony charges against the migrants after 2 separate incidents in a Macy's store located in Oak Brook. The incidents involved migrants from Chile and Venezuela. Judge Joshua Deedon denied the state's motion to detain the migrants without bond in both cases. The apparently organized migrant group brought magnetic devices to remove any theft devices from merchandise before loading it into suitcases and removing more than $10,000 worth of merchandise from the Macy's store, prosecutors reported. The second incident involved the alleged theft of nearly $1,000 in merchandise. Chief Strokes told Fox News they arrested 47 migrants since October 23. While on the air with Fox News on Tuesday, Strokes said he had just received word of the arrest of 2 more Venezuelan migrants for alleged theft activities. The chief said there have been at least 175 migrant arrests in Oak Brook during the past year, mostly for property crimes, Newsbreak reported. In December, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, reported an 11,000% increase in the arrest of Venezuelan migrants in Chicago since the border crisis began, FAIR reported. According to police data obtained by CWB Chicago, there were just 6 arrests of Venezuelan-born people in 2021 and 26 in 2022. Now, as of November 12 this year, Chicago PD has arrested 686 Venezuelans, representing an 11,333% increase over 2021. 2023's numbers are only through November 12, leaving the second half of November and the entire month of December to add to the 686 arrests. The migrant crime wave is not limited to the Chicago area. New York State Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis posted a video on X showing a group of migrants attacking 2 NYPD officers who were attempting to disperse a crowd near Times Square. Malliotakis calls for immediate deportation of migrants who assaulted NYPD officers. The video released last night capturing the assault of 2 NYPD officers by a group of illegal migrants in Times Square is infuriating and a horrifying example of why Mayor Adams needs to stop. pic.twitter.com/cbh3om62k. Office of Representative Nicole Malliotakis. At Rep. Malliotakis, January 31, 2024. The video released last night capturing the assault of 2 NYPD officers by a group of illegal migrants in Times Square is infuriating and a horrifying example of why Mayor Adams needs to stop misinterpreting right to shelter and put an end to our city's migrant crisis once and for all, Malliotakis wrote. As migrants continue to commit crimes all over our city, including murder, stabbings, robberies, prostitution and assault, the city is refusing to cooperate with federal detainer and deportation requests from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republicans, Democrats and independents should, at the very least, be able to agree that migrants who assault our police or commit crimes in our country should be deported immediately and have any future immigration application denied. The New York Post reported that migrants are turning to pickpocketing in the Big Apple, causing major problems for the NYPD and possibly leading to the assault case above. A staffer for a Red Lion told the Post that teams of migrants hit the area during peak pedestrian traffic times on Friday and Saturday. One frustrated NYPD officer told the Post, "We have a hard enough time going after actual New Yorkers committing crime. Now we have to deal with a whole different subset of people who arrive here with no means of support, no legal means of working or opportunity." New York City is currently housing more than 67,000 migrants in hotels out of the more than 172,000 migrants transported to the city since the spring of 2022 after being released by the Biden administration from the border region. Texas Governor Greg Abbott did not begin busing migrants to New York City until August of that year, according to the governor's office. Since the start of that transportation program, Texas has moved more than 37,500 migrants to New York City. In December, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, an 11,000% increase in the arrest of Venezuelan migrants in Chicago since the border crisis began, FAIR reported. According to police data obtained by CWB Chicago, there were just 6 arrests of Venezuelan-born people in 2021 and 26 in 2022. Now, as of November 12 this year, Chicago PD has arrested 686 Venezuelans, representing an 11,333% increase over 2021. 2023's numbers are only through November 12, leaving the second half of November and the entire month of December to add to the 686 arrests. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.